This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Turkey continues its long-anticipated cross-border assault in northeast Syria, apparently aiming to wipe out Kurdish forces it sees as terrorists. The same Kurdish fighters are viewed as largely responsible for the defeat of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. Turkish airstrikes have reportedly been hitting a Syrian border town as ground forces seize territory. Ankara's move follows by just days, U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that American troops were pulling out of northern Syria. European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker today was quick to call on Turkey to end its military action.
I call on Turkey, as well on the other actors, to act with restraint and to stop operations already, as we are speaking, underway. This military action is not leading to good results.
On this Jewish High Holy Day of Yom Kippur, there was a fatal shooting today near a synagogue in the eastern German city of Halle. Two people were killed. Police say the assailants fled the scene in a car, but that one person was later arrested. A witness is quoted as saying one of the attackers tried to force his way into the synagogue and that as many as 80 people were inside. The investigation has been turned over to federal prosecutors who handle cases of suspected terrorism in Germany. No word on today's victims. Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno has temporarily moved his government to the southern city of Guayaquil, forced by violent protests out of the capital, Quito. Moreno ordered an overnight curfew after demonstrators stormed a government building in Quito on Tuesday, and police used tear gas to chase them off. Indigenous groups are leading the protests, calling on Moreno to reverse an austerity policy they say will deepen economic inequality in the country. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House is refusing any effort to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, calling it unconstitutional. A White House lawyer sent an 8-page protest letter to House Democratic leaders, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who are looking into whether Mr. Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. More from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The White House is calling the Democrats' impeachment inquiry illegitimate and says it will not cooperate. The Constitution gives the House the sole power of impeachment, but gives little guidance on how to go about that. So now there's a fight over just what the founders meant. The White House argues the current process is a farce because Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not call an official vote to move ahead with the inquiry. But again, the Constitution does not call for a vote. And a House Judiciary Committee lawyer says the House gets to set its own rules. As the wording battle plays out, the White House is essentially declaring war by saying no administration officials or information will be available. Democrats say they could then write an article of impeachment on obstruction of justice. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Nobel Prize for Chemistry is being shared by three men credited with changing people's lives with their work on lithium-ion batteries. The winners are John Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittington, and Akira Yoshino. Sarah Snogerup is a member of the Nobel Prize panel.
They tamed a reactive element. They built two homes between which lithium ions can travel in a controlled manner. Use, recharge, many hundred times to make a durable battery.
A British firm, Hayes Travel, is set to buy stores from the defunct Thomas Cook, a collapse that took a heavy mental toll on stranded travelers. AP correspondent Charles Oledesma reports from London.
Hayes wants to secure all 555 British Thomas Cook stores and says it will offer jobs to hundreds of former employees. David Chapman, the official receiver handling the Cook winding up process, says the deal represents an important step in the liquidation, as he says we seek to realise the company's assets. Some 150,000 British travellers were flown home at government expense in the biggest repatriation effort since World War II. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he'll soon return to the campaign trail as he continues his recovery from a heart attack a week ago. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Sanders said he'll modify his campaign load, but that he intends to actively stay in the race to challenge President Trump in 2020. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.